A merry heart has a feast from God each day, May 18. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. We may have a feast of good things every day, for God can open the whole treasure of heaven to us. No human agent can supply that which will satisfy the hunger and thirst of the soul. But Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. What food is to the body, Christ must be to the soul. Food cannot benefit us unless we eat it, unless it becomes a part of our being. So Christ is of no value to us if we do not know him as a personal Savior. A theoretical knowledge will do us no good. We must feed upon him, receive him into the heart, so that his life becomes our life. His love, his grace, must he assimilate it. Let church members bear in mind that the fact that their names are registered on the church books will not save them. They must show themselves approved of God, workmen that need not be ashamed. Day by day they are to build their characters in accordance with Christ's directions. They are to abide in him, constantly exercising faith in him. Thus they will grow up to the full stature of men and women in Christ, wholesome, cheerful, grateful Christians, led by God into clearer and still clearer light.